What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good morning, millennials.
Welcome back to The Toast and happy Friday, a celebración, a great, gorgeous, stunning, beautiful, and smart day. Exactly.
Happy Friday, everyone. We did it. We made it not only to the end of the week, but to the weekend of the year.
Oh my God, it's the weekend. It's the party of the month, not the party of the year.
Super Bowl weekend, Jackson Turd reunited weekend.
I mean, that's so true. It's like, I can't even be excited about what I'm going through. Like,
I know you're going through a lot personally today.
And like, today was supposed to be such an exciting day. Like, the last toast before I go and see Jax. I was talking yesterday, so much on the horizon. And then in just a minute, your life can change.
So why don't you share with everyone kind of like what you're going through?
And you know what? I didn't even want to talk about it because I feel like it reflects poorly on me.
It does. It does. I didn't know if you were going to talk about it, honestly.
Oh my God, so should I not?
No, you have to now. And now we've hyped it up. So when you actually say it, people will be like, oh, that's it?
Okay. And I just feel like it's not representative of who I am or the way I choose to live my life.
By the way, we just need to clip this as a clickbait where we're like, Claudia needs to share. It reflects poorly on me.
Okay.
And be so, super clickbaity.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so let me start again. Okay. I don't feel like what I'm about to share is really representative of who I am or like my family's values or how we choose to live our life. And it's just kind of something that happened to me. And I was hesitant to share it because people are going to have judgments, you know? They're going to hear what I have to say and be like, oh, you're that type of person. And I just want to clear the air before I say what it is that like this happened to me. I did not attract this, sort of chaos. I certainly did not seek it out. So having said that, last night I was home alone. Ben was at the Knick game with Craig Conover. And I...
Subtle flex.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still going to be me, Jackie. You know? Yeah,
they can't take that away from you.
And I'm laying in bed eating taco meat and watching TV. And I like, you know, I'm very like hyper paranoid. Like, you know, I'm very sensitive to like movement and light. Like, I always think there's a...
You're aware of your surroundings.
I always think there's like a murderer. And like, I saw something move in the corner of my eye, which happens to me all the time. And I just like, you know, followed my line of sight and I saw a mouse. There was a domestic terrorist in my home. A mouse, a brown one. And I froze.
Freeze.
I think I don't even remember. It's like I kind of blacked out. I got up on the bed and like was screaming.
I can't even imagine.
Screaming. And in that moment, Lauren Elizabeth decides to FaceTime me. I'm like, not now, bitch. I just froze. He disappeared under my radiator, went on with
his
day.
As mice do.
I ran downstairs, like literally naked. I like wasn't wearing pants. I couldn't go into the closet. There could have been another mouse in there.
An army of mice.
And I, you know.
You fled the premises.
Of course I fled the premises. My building was amazing. Exterminator is there right now.
Was there a therapist on staff?
No. Therapist? I needed, seriously, a gun. I did not sleep a wink. I did not go back into my apartment until Ben got home.
Of course.
I was up all night, literally having night sweats. I was in like a full fit of sweats. I was so paranoid about the blanket touching the floor because then that would give the mouse like something to climb
a ladder.
Up onto. And literally just climb into, money just climb into my mouth at that point, you know? Like,
yeah.
I, like, nobody likes rodents. I, and everybody has like an aversion to them, but my level is 100 out of 10. This is the worst possible thing that could have happened to me, especially because like yesterday, and it's so funny how like God works, you know? I posted yesterday on Patreon our book club vlog, and they're loving it. People are obsessed with my vlog. If you want to see how my book club went, yada, yada, sneak peeks in my apartment. And I was reading through the comments and somebody was just like, left such a sweet comment. And I was like, kind of, I think I was literally reading it as I saw the mouse. It was like, Claudia, like, you look so happy in your new home. I'm so happy for you. You've done such a great job. You look so at peace. And I was like, I am at peace. Mouse.
Enter mouse. And it was not Mickey Mouse.
No, and I happen to have seen, like, the sighting of the mouse, which I know he's not there anymore. He, like, went on with his day into another part of my house. But, like, the particular area where I found him, like, it's an area I spend a lot of time in. It's right next to my vanity where I podcast from home, where I obviously do my makeup, do my hair. Like, I spend a lot of time there every day. It felt personal, for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, the exterminator, who is fabulous. Fabulous, Ralph. I love this guy. He came this morning so quick. This was, by the way, 8 o'clock last night. You know, you can't, it's very impressive to get, you know, 8 o'clock mouse sighting, 10 o'clock exterminator. That's 14 hours. That's pretty good. And he was like, you know, I do this building. And I was looking through my paperwork and he's like, you've never been on my list. I'm like, well, I just moved in here. He's like, oh, so I guess the previous tenants didn't have an exterminator. And it's like, it's free with the building. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Maybe they like a little mouse in their day.
So he's giving my apartment the full workup. I said, I don't have any, you know, babies around. I don't have any pets around. I want it all.
Nuclear.
Fumigate the fuck out of this place,
Chernobyl.
Ralph. Chernobyl!
There should be a package plan at the exterminator.
Yeah.
Chernobyl.
Yeah, no, and I just want to say, like, I'm all about clean living. Like, I'm very much getting on that page with you. One thing that I will personally never allow, cleanliness. I don't want a clean exterminator. I don't want an organic exterminator. I want a radioactive exterminator.
Yeah. Especially when it's M-O-U-S-E.
Oh, well, that's the other thing. It's like, you know, living in New York, you're expected to deal with certain things. And unfortunately, one of the more common things is like water bugs, roaches, cockroaches. And in my time, I have seen roaches in my building, in my apartment. They're, to me, they're more manageable.
Yeah. They are. It's a shock and it's a horror.
It's shocking. Yeah. And it's just a part of, people are going to be like, wow, you guys are being so nonchalant about it. It really, it's just a part of the daily fabric of living in New York. Like, yeah. It is.
No, but it's a shock and a horror that we can manage.
1,000%.
Mouse?
Mouse? A mouse has four legs. A mouse is like Theo. Like,
you a have mouse,
a mouse can be domesticated. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, no, that is a different sort of threat.
A different sort of threat.
But with everything, and you know what? We have to be grateful that it wasn't an RAT.
Yeah, it was very small. And I just feel like that lady was lying when she said the rats don't run this town. We do. No, like I experienced firsthand last night.
Turdy's going to move out, give up her apartment, squatter's rights to the mouse.
Jackie, move out. I'm burning the building to the ground. I'm going to pull the fire alarm and get everybody out because I'm so upset. Like,
it's a perfect time for you to be leaving the state.
Oh, well, let me just say how absolutely thrilled I am that he's fumigating the fuck out of my apartment. I want traps everywhere. And I leave tomorrow for 3 weeks. I'm not checking the traps. I'm going to have the exterminator come back, hopefully while I'm gone.
Yeah.
I have the utmost confidence in Ralph. He was like giving me really good vibes.
Yeah.
It's just, it's upsetting that this had to happen to me. And of course, like how this now reflects upon me. People are like, well, you're disgusting. Do you leave crumbs? Please. Oh my God. Have you met me? I'm the sweeper. I have the cleanest apartment this side of the East River. Like, please. But it reflects poorly on me. Now people are like, oh, that's the mouse girl.
That's the mouse girl.
Right, like writer girl? No, mousy girl.
Yikes.
Yikes. And I had to sleep with the sound machine on so loud because if I hear that, like, oh, I will seriously jump off my balcony.
Yeah, for real. For real. But one more sleep until you're coming here. So
And when was the last time your home has been exterminated?
Oh, the pest guy was here yesterday.
Good.
We're super on top of pests because there's a lot of threats in Florida, and it's different sorts different. Of
different.
I mean, there was that one night I saw two palmettos in my house, and I didn't know yet that palmettos were different from cockroaches. Still not great, but not a roach. Yeah. And we fled in the middle of the night to Olivia's house.
Did you sleep there?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, because I saw.
But how nice
but
that
I saw
you have
two
that.
In one night. Like, I'm sorry, that's too many. And then also, you know, there's you get like geckos in the house and stuff like that. But that's just like there's really no way around things like that.
Yeah, I don't know. A gecko to me is better than a mouse. Geckos feel like clean.
No, I see them. I don't want to say all the time, but it happens, and I call Zach, and then I move on with my day. I don't let it get me down. Gecko can't get me down.
Yeah, and like geckos, and I know they say this about all animals. They're like, you know, the pests are more afraid of you than you are of it. Well, the pest has obviously not met me because nobody's more afraid of anything than I am of this pest. And I feel like geckos like actually are really afraid of you. Like they're so like freaked.
Yeah, they don't even move. They're like, yeah, how did I get here? How do I get out?
No, you're like, is this gecko dead or just frozen?
Classic gecko.
Classic gecko.
So yes, I have my own struggles. And
you also do, you do have snakes.
Oh yeah, I've heard some stories.
I'm not saying you have a snake.
No, but I've heard from neighbors of snake sightings.
That's worse than a mouse.
I mean, if I saw a snake in my house, like,
what would you do?
Move.
Yeah.
They found us. We're not safe.
Oh, I do have like an update on 5K Gate that I actually forgot to tell you.
Okay.
So, while Bert, yes, never, you know, responded to me with like a formal, cordial invitation, his team has been in touch with my team. I just spoke to them yesterday. They're like, listen, we're in touch with team Bert. There is a 5K.
Great. You know what we could also do is listen to their show and find out about these things.
I'm glad you brought that up because obviously it would clear up a lot of confusion if we just like did the work. But one, I'm not one for doing work. Especially after what I've just been through with the mouse. And two, like, it's so much more fun to keep guessing.
100%.
Like, please.
And it's like, are they listening to the toast? If not, I don't know that, you know, it's very tit for tat around here. We are still petty queens.
No, and like, this is a place of business.
Yeah. But I guess, like, if we're really hard up for wanting to know 5K or no 5K, should we start training? We could just listen to their show because people are saying, like, no, guys, there is a 5K. Like, Louis C.K. is coming. Joe Rogan's coming.
That's scary.
You know, it's happening.
And Louis C.K. is coming. Is Louis C.K.'s penis coming?
You know it.
Because I want the full. You know it. I want the full experience. Like, I want it all. I want it all.
I want it. The fame and the fortune.
I want it all.
Fame and fortune headed your way.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if you saw, Joe Rogan is officially back on the charts.
I saw he posted.
Let's check our standing. I just want to say, I feel like we really did make the most of being number
Claudia,
two.
We should be, he's top show. Okay. What's going on in episodes? They're not up yet. The episodes haven't episoded yet.
Okay. So Joe Rogan is the top comedy show. We are number four. That's okay.
We're number four when he's...
When he's number one, yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Not bad.
We should be so proud, Turdy.
No, we should. Honestly, like, I do feel good about the fact that, like, we knew he was going to come back at some point. We really enjoyed his time off. And I feel like we made the most of it. We made so much content about it. We talked about it all the time. Like, we did what we could with what we had.
And now he's back, rising, like, and I feel like it's like, bring it on. You have to beat the best in order to be the best.
It's so true. It wasn't even real.
No, it wasn't. But the screenshots were nice, and we'll always have the screenshots.
Yeah, and the screenshots, like, don't provide context, which is good.
Yeah, totally.
So we've got a great show. It's Friday, so we're just going to ease y'all into the weekend. We also have our very famous Friday segment, Queenie and Weenie of the Week, which will be awarded at the end of the show, so stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for that. Without further ado, let's get into the Fast Five stories that you need to know.
And the Fast Five stories that you need to know are brought to you by Macy's because Valentine's Day is next week and you can use Macy's Gift Finder to find the perfect gifts for everyone special in your life. And of course, don't forget for yourself as well. Plus, you're getting 25% up to 40% off underwear and lingerie from Calvin Klein, Gap, and more top brands. Some exclusions do apply. And if you need inspiration for gifts, check out their great ideas at Macy's.com/gift finder. I have to say, Macy's is really a great place for Valentine's Day shopping. You can get literally anything at Macy's. It's one of those department stores that's just different. Like, from home to lingerie to clothing to men to women to beauty to fragrance. Like, every time I step into Macy's or on the website, like, I'm really just reminded of how vast their inventory is. So you can get creative. Of course, like, fragrances, lingerie, those are always, like, good Valentine's Day gifts. But even if you're just shopping for yourself, Also, with the big game coming up, get ready at Macy's. From team jerseys to serveware, plus food and snacks for every party you're hosting or attending, check it all out at Macy's.com. And if you really have a hard time finding someone a gift, it's always good to get them a gift card. And I feel like a gift card to Macy's, like, they can literally get a couch. Like, they can get anything. So a Macy's gift card gives this Valentine's gift of endless possibilities, from 100% cashmere sweaters to soft intimates and, of course, cozy pajamas. Go to Macy's.com/gift cards for the perfect gift for anyone. Today's episode is also brought to you by Honeylove. It's the month of love, and there's nothing we love more than comfortable shapewear. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove, the company that has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. You will immediately feel and see the difference. Plus, their shapewear features lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off. For a limited time, you can get Honeylove on sale for 20% off your entire order when you use the link honeylove.com/toast. So shapewear is Honeylove's best-selling product. The Super Power Short is the go-to. Its targeted compression technology distinguishes between areas that you want support and areas that you need less compression, making it much more comfortable. Also, struggling to take off a piece of shapewear, we've all been there in the bathroom. Literally, I have thrown out shapewear because I haven't been able to get it back on at a wedding. It doesn't stop there. Honeylove has more than just sculptwear. They have incredibly comfortable bras, tanks and leggings for everyday support. It is just as easy to put it on as it is to take it off. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/toast. Make sure to use our exclusive link to get that 20% off, Honeylove, HoneyLove.com/toast. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about Honeylove. Please support the toast. Tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. It's just so easy to put on. Weddings, business tings, things of that nature, a boost of confidence. Honeylove is truly the perfect plus one. So head to honeylove.com/toast.
Thank you, La.
You're welcome.
Our first story. Today's stories are very sports Super Bowl heavy because that's what's of course news. And the Wags are in Vegas. Not that that's even a story, but just like Super Bowl is in motion. So,
no, for sure. And I feel like actually we haven't even spoken about it that much, given the fact that like it's here.
It's imminent. It's upon us. It's Super Bowl.
They've all been in Vegas for like days.
It's Erev Super Bowl.
It's Erev Super Bowl.
That's a cute title.
It is. Erev means Eve in Hebrew.
Yeah. So it's just like.
So you'd say Erev Christmas, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Except not in Hebrew because.
Why? Jesus was a Jew.
Yeah. So Jesus would say that it was Erev Christmas.
And, you know, the followers of Jesus, they fuck with the Old Testament. So you actually might say Erev Christmas.
You might. I guess Jesus would have said Erev my birthday.
Erev Yom Huledet. That's what he would say.
Erev Yom Huledet is what Jesus would say.
Hayom Yom Huledet. Hayom Yom Huledet. Honestly, I feel like we don't talk enough Hebrew on this show.
But the better tune is Yom Huledet Sameach.
It's just so basic. I kind of love how, like, in
Yom
Israel.
Yom Huledet Sameach.
Do you think Stevie Wonder ever recorded that version?
Maybe.
Yom Huledet.
Yom Huledet. I love when people dance as if there's, like, an imaginary ball. Like, you know?
I didn't know that. That's how we were describing
that's how
it.
That's how I'm trying to describe it to you.
Oh, you mean this? Like,
yeah, like when they flip it up?
Yeah, that's called the whoa. It's like, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, where'd that ball go?
There it is. Something like that.
Yom Huledet Sameach.
Love that.
Dirty, go long.
Whoa.
That's going to look sick on the YouTube.
Sick. Sick in a clip, maybe.
Maybe. Anyways, Erev Super Bowl, the news is newsing. Let's start with the big news of my day yesterday. Something that really wowed me.
I don't know.
Brittany Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
In Sports Illustrated. Brittany Mahomes, mama of two, made her Sports Illustrated swimsuit debut as a member of the rookie class for 2024, rocking a series of all red looks in honor of her husband, Patrick Mahomes' Kansas City Chiefs. And the first photos were released on Friday. So photos were released plus a little sizzle reel. And damn, Brittany Mahomes.
I was shocked. First of all, mom of two with that bod, it ain't right. It ain't right.
It's so right.
And what's so, it's so right. Sorry, I didn't mean any disrespect.
No, it's so right that it ain't right.
Right. I had so many thoughts. First of all, the body was just like, it was insane to me. Like, you know, I just was genuinely shocked by it. Also, it made me giggle because I feel like last week it was in the news a lot. This picture of Patrick Mahomes went viral. He like has a dad bod and he's like one of the greatest athletes of our time. And that's what's funny about football is like, they're not these like perfect chiseled. They're big guys and a lot of them are a little overweight too. And they don't look like what you would think a professional athlete looks like. So he was just in the news and he made like a whole joke about how his dad bod's actually like underneath his belly pouch. Like it was funny. And his wife, who's not an athlete, literally has one of the most insane bodies I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that is funny in light of Patrick. Mm-hmm. But Brittany on her own, I thought it was cute that she was in Sports Illustrated because she is very of the moment and she's obviously major in the sports world. And so I was ready to, you know, look upon these photos and I was just
shocked.
Taken aback.
They were beautiful.
I also like love the way that she was styled. I thought her mm-hmm. poses were very model-esque for just a woman her going about
glam.
Life. Glam. She owned it. I liked the looks. I liked the red. I liked the entire thing. I was so surprised by how much I was into this.
No, I agree. And like Sports Illustrated is amazing. And I feel like they do like a lot of really iconic photo shoots. But at some point it feels a little monotonous. It's just like on a beach, blue ocean, wet hair, bikini. Like it's kind of a formula at this point and it works for them. So for someone to like look so different than the other photos and really stand out, like it was just from top to bottom, styling, glam, everything, just gorgeous.
Gorgeous. This is an absolute slay for her. I saw headlines like responding to backlash. I don't even want to know what the backlash is. Like, I haven't seen anything. And to me, this is nothing but totally positive.
Agreed 1,000%. I do love, though, that, like, you know, the men who buy these magazines are, like, the men who are like, Brittany Mahomes sucks. Like, she's kind of, like, speaking their language now and, like, in their magazine. And it definitely feels like a big, you know, like, fart in their face.
When people are against Brittany Mahomes, she has a lot of haters. Is it more men than women?
Yes, yes, yes.
Interesting.
It's the football people.
And I feel like we've talked, but what is their beef?
The beef started with the spraying of the champagne.
From the men? The men were upset about spraying champagne.
Well, the video had went viral and then it was like, oh, look at her, like she's in a suite and it's really cold outside and she's pouring cold water on people. And like it had come out, people who were there being like, they asked, they said, Brittany, spray us. Like she did literally nothing wrong. But that's just what offset people just being put off by some of her behaviors because she's very supportive. She's not like a quiet woman, you know, this is her plate.
And
she's like really proud of her husband and I think she definitely feels, and I would too, like, this is their success. You know, they've been together since college. They've been on this journey together. Like, he's able to do what he does because she was, you know, she was a college athlete. She put her things on the back burner. She started the family. Like, they're a true partnership. And so she takes equal excitement and support in their winnings. It's if he wins the Super Bowl, they win the Super Bowl, you know?
Love that.
Yeah, no, it's like a real family.
Yeah.
And people just don't like it.
Haters gonna hate.
No, and I just love, love, love.
Haters gonna hate.
Whose Real Housewives tagline is that? Haters gonna hate, but I just love, love, love.
Teresa.
Yeah, it's so dumb. It could only be Teresa. It's so bad. Like, haters gonna, because who is more hateful than Teresa Giudice? Like, haters gonna hate, but I just love, love, love while I like physically assault people. Like, please.
Factual. No lies detected.
Oh, we didn't talk about it, and I didn't choose it as a story, but people are gagged over this photo of Jen Shah and Theranos being spotted in prison.
Yeah. People are gagged.
Oh.
They're gooped and gagged. They're gooped and gagged.
I never watched any Theranos content. Like, I know she, like, stole blood or whatever, but I
sold or stole, did you say?
I don't know.
Because she kind of did both.
I said stole.
She kind of did both.
I don't really know her journey, and, like, I don't care to. So like she doesn't do it for me.
She doesn't do it for me. I know her journey. I'm surprised these two get along. I feel like the commonality must be the fame factor because on a personality level, I feel like they would hate each other.
No, for sure. Like one is so serious.
So serious. Like dead serious.
And one is so not. Dead. She's bloody serious.
She's bloody, bloody serious. And Jen, not so serious.
Right, right. But I guess it must be like nice to have someone in prison who can relate on a very different but small level. Like why, you know, Jen just can't talk to just any enemy.
Yeah, and they can like team up when the paparazzi come. They could be like, you know, we got each other. I've got someone to lean on. I'm not going through this alone.
I did feel like it was crazy to get like paparazzi pics from prison. I feel like, isn't prison of all places supposed to be secure?
Yeah, and do they just like wait all day or do,
for recreational time?
Or does Jen, maybe she uses her phone call to call the pap, say, I'll be outside in the yard with Theranos, come through 11 a.m.
Actually, that's not a bad call if like Sharif is working with like a publicist and finding her schedule.
That's not a bad call. She probably make money from that.
Yeah. She probably sold the photo. Like,
yeah, from inside.
Love. Yeah, from inside.
Never stops hustling. Our next story, a bit of Super Bowl Eve era of news. Travis Kelce jokes about how much money he's spending to have family friends at Super Bowl 2024. So no one is immune to the pricey cost of this Super Bowl, not even the players. Travis said on the New Heights podcast, I'm not really doing much different other than just counting how much money I'm spending on this damn Super Bowl for family and friends to come. Just making sure I'm on top of those finances and losing all this money.
It's really crazy. I can only imagine how much he's spent. He's probably one of the players spending the most amount of money.
Yeah, the cost of the Super Bowl and its VIP suites has been a popular topic over the last few weeks as family members of players have been voicing how expensive this year's game is going to be.
Now, we attribute, like, all Super Bowls are expensive. They're always, like, setting new records, but this is obviously different. We attribute that to Tailored, correct?
I personally attribute it to Vegas, because who doesn't want to go to the Super Bowl in Vegas, especially for people in LA? Like, it's a 45-minute
no-brainer.
Flight. There's so much to do in Vegas. It's a very exciting place to have a Super Bowl, and it is a high-profile game. But I think even if it was debt versus Chiefs or Def versus 49ers, it would be very much.
I don't think it would be the same.
I think it would still be extremely pricey. Maybe like a little bit smaller, but still massive.
Yeah. So a lot is coming out about Travis. First of all, the finances, I feel like he shared this because it's like funny, but also like he wanted people to know like he's taking care of everything. Because the question is like, she's literally a billionaire and he does extremely well. And I feel like this year's probably made. He made more money in brand deals than he did from his football contract, and he has a great football contract. Like, this is a person who's deeply wealthy and can afford it, but his girlfriend is probably 20 times wealthier than him, maybe more.
More, because his net worth is $30 million.
Oh, so she's... Do the math for me? How many times? 30?
30.
Yeah, 30 times richer than her. My guess wasn't bad, 20. So, like, you know... But then, you know, traditional queen, chivalry, it's his game. Like, there's so many things. So I really appreciate him just kind of owning the fact, like, yes, I am paying for this.
Well,
she's also spending, she has to get the jet.
She has to get the jet, but he also is responsible for his family.
Yeah.
So he
was spending it anyway.
Be paying for them. And so then it makes sense just to, like, do a suite and have Taylor not pay. But the suites were going for how
between
much?
Between $1 and $2.5 million.
That is wild.
And for like a regular football game, if you wanted to rent a suite for like X amount of people, concert, it's about $20,000.
Yeah.
So.
Millions is crazy.
It's insane. But also Allegiant Stadium, which is the brand new stadium in Vegas, is like this top of the line. It has like these crazy suites. It's like a nightclub. It's really one of like the coolest stadiums in the country. So it's already going to have a premium because of that. And it's the Super Bowl. It's like a million things, but $2.5 million, really crazy. Olivia Culpo just made news because her mother-in-law, Christian McCaffrey's mom, went on a podcast and was like, we literally can't afford a suite. Christian can't afford a suite, even though Christian like has like a $500 million contract, whatever. And then Olivia Culpo like posted on Instagram, like, don't worry, mom, I got you.
Yeah, with like a brand. I think she got...
It was with a brand. So a lot of people missed that because people are media illiterate and it's really frustrating to like have conversations with people because people are like, this is so insensitive, Olivia. People can't pay their bills. And it's like, it was literally a partnership because she tagged this like agency teasing some sort of thing to come. So like, please shut up.
Yeah, it was definitely gifted and now she can get herself and Lisa in the suite. Also, Donna Kelce had said she was probably watching in the stands due to the prices. But I think everyone will be in a suite and Travis will pick up the bill. But I think that's an investment in his future.
No. And when I think about how much money Travis Kelce has made supplementary to his football salary in the last year due to this fame, the podcast alone.
Just the podcast alone, yeah.
They do one episode a week. They have like 6 ads every week, millions. It's number one all week long, like millions of downloads. And he's just splitting it with his brother. I know the numbers. That's a lot of money on its own. Face of Experian, face of State Farm. He had that $60 million Pfizer contract. He's fine. State Farm. Did I say that?
Yeah, yeah. You said State Farm. I think his Pfizer contract was $20 million. How could it be 60 when he's worth 30?
I think it was, yeah, maybe 20. Okay, whatever. You know what I mean. And I do feel like his net worth is probably needs to be rejiggered after this year.
Maybe, but I also, people are saying you say rejiggered a lot. I didn't feel
wait,
that way, though.
Wait. I kind of do. I kind of like that call. But
it hasn't reached the summit yet for me.
No, it hasn't reached the summit, but definitely something. I don't know if you noticed today when I was making my speech about the mouse, I said it's not representative of who I am. I almost said emblematic, but I came up with a new word.
Very good, thesaurus.com.
Thank you so much.
Also, this is weird. Travis earns about $14 million from the NFL. So not only did he get paid more for the Pfizer ad, which we know is $20 million. I don't even know how much he makes from other ads, but his NFL contract is around $14 million. That feels kind of low considering he's always helping them get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's not low because it's a part of a bigger contract. It's not like one $14 million. I think he signed like a $50 million contract like 3 years ago.
I don't know.
What's his... Let me look it up. Hold on. Like, what is his big ass contract? I love that this stuff is public. Like, that's so interesting to me. Like, and by the way, when I just Googled, it said his net worth was 40. So it's already changing.
Changing by the minute.
Yeah, he signed a 5-year $50 million with a $10 million signing bonus, $20 million guaranteed. It's a good deal.
So
for a tight end, by the way, like he's not
$50 million over 5 years. $10 million plus bonuses. Okay, so he makes $14 million probably in a year. I don't know. He's using one fourteenth of his pay to spend on a suite. That's not like great financial.
It's not 1/14 of his pay when you think about all of his other revenue streams.
And Pfizer, $20 million.
And Pfizer, State Farm, Experian, Subway, podcast.
Okay, but like I don't know. Honestly, if Experian pays like Pfizer pays.
I think they do. I think Pfizer, State Farm, Subway, and what was the other one I said? Experian are all paying him at least 8 figures.
Okay. But also, the $14 million from the NFL is in 1 year. Like, those ad campaigns, it's probably a years-long campaign, you know?
Some of them seem new. That's what I'm saying. Like, I haven't seen him being the face of Experian before. And it's like, they tapped him because he's hot right now.
Or maybe he, like, was like, okay, Experian's about $2 million campaign, but I could use it to pay for the suite.
Right. But he also just buy that new house, too.
$6 million.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's another thing Hitler ruined. The number 6 million. Like,
ooh.
You know?
I didn't even think of that.
I did. And it's like, just add it to the list. He ruined the number 9, of course. 9. But he also ruined the number 6 million. Like, if I had a house that was worth $6 million, like, I would put it at 599 because.
Well, you would anyway, because that's just better business.
Yeah, I would not put my house in the 6 million.
It's crazy how like that's still a business practice is to mark something at like 199 instead of 200, like that it's still and makes enough that's of a difference. That's what I was saying.
People like aren't literate, you know?
And then
like,
it makes enough of a difference that like we're still doing it.
Yeah, no, it must be like an actually effective marketing technique.
That's like, Patreon's only $7.99.
Right. And I just want to say, like, Patreon being $7.99 in this economy, it's free.
It's a steal.
What can you get for under $8?
I don't know. I just got a coffee this morning and it was.
How much was it? Oh, she's too rich to remember. Oh, okay.
But because I just got the coffee. Damn, I wish I had clocked it. I was just excited to be out getting coffee.
How much was exciting. Yours? Homemade, free.
But in your plastic cup, you just want to kill the sea turtles?
No, I needed ice. We don't have an ice machine at the studio. So from the coffee shop downstairs, I get a cup of ice. Free. They must love me there. I spend no money and I come and take ice every morning.
That's nice. Ice.
So while, yes, I am killing multiple animals with my cup and, you know, I should be murdered because of it. I do feel like I'm also like helping by not contributing to consumerism, you know?
So it balances out. Okay, but you're kind of robbing a small business. Ugh.
It's not small. Let's say that.
You're kind of robbing a medium-sized business.
I am stealing from a business that I believe was invested in by BlackRock, okay? I read that somewhere. This big chain of coffee shops in New York that like popped up. Somebody said it's like a BlackRock.
Interesting.
Yeah, I feel good about it. Thanks, BlackRock, for my coffee.
But I also saw that big chain, like they had to close a number of locations. Do you think it was because of the ice that you took?
Maybe it's because BlackRock was too busy buying like homes in America.
Every home in America.
What is that, by the way? I fell into that conspiracy theory. BlackRock is buying like, and not like mansions, like regular like single family homes that like were normal, and they're like gouging up the prices or something.
Yeah.
Sick. Sick.
Sick.
And here I am with my rental, with mice.
Travis Kelce.
Money. He's paying for this studio. What is it called? The suite. He's also just making a lot of waves because he has been like really, and he's been such a good sport about it, but like the way people have been acting, like sports journalists should seriously, like they need to be spoken to, some of the questions that he has been asked. And it's been coming from female reporters and male reporters. Like I can't even just blame one particular group for being cringe. Like, Travis, finish the lyric.
Yikes.
In an official Super Bowl press conference. Like,
did you see the reporter who asked Brock Purdy if he saw this online, I don't even know what you call it, online call that he looks like Lee Harvey Oswald?
I did.
This reporter like needs to get off of TikTok. Like what kind of, and Brock Purdy was like, nah, I didn't see it.
No, he was like, what do you think about the comparison? He's like, literally he's a murderer.
No, and it's like, oh, I never heard that before. Like, great question, thanks.
Yeah, no, people are acting like they've forgotten how to act. And the questions that Travis has had to field, and he hasn't made a stink about a single one of them because I feel like it's really intentional. I think he doesn't mind. I think he's like excited to be like, you know, popular, but also like he doesn't want to come off as like, I want to be known for me, not Taylor, because that's like something like a weak man would do.
Yeah, and I think also when they've made the decision to be so public and to go on the field, like you are saying, okay, this is what a public relationship entails. It's not like he's been super private. So it opens the door for people to ask questions, which I think is fair.
Yeah, but people have really they've crossed the line.
But also the questions are dumb.
Yeah, like ask a good question. Oh, somebody asking me like, who do you think is going to get a ring first, Taylor or the 49ers? Could you die? Like, I'm sorry, that's really insane.
Yeah, that's really insane.
That was like in the beginning when they first started going public and he was being asked questions during a press conference. Someone was like, Travis, are you in love? Like, okay, there's a line, please. Like, sure, ask your questions, have fun with it, but like, my God, behave.
The state of journalism, these reporters, they need to be spoken to.
Spanked.
Yeah, they need to be reprimanded.
Deeply.
What would you ask Travis? If you wanted to get like a tailored question in there.
Oh, wow.
You know what I would ask if I wanted to get like Taylor music question in there? Maybe I'm just as dumb as the reporters, but I'd be like, are there any Taylor songs that you listen to like psych yourself up for game day?
By the way, I love that. And then I would also come with a list of suggestions. Ready for it. Getaway right. Car. Like I would say, if you don't, like here's what you should be listening to on the bus.
Right.
Hey, That's an excellent question.
Say, hey, Travis, I made you a playlist.
Okay, but also like, obviously, up until this point, I don't think Travis was like listening to, you know, all of Taylor's albums on repeat, like as a fan. I just don't think he was like her target. He wasn't her target demo. Now he's obviously like catching up and stuff. But like, do you think he knows a lot of her music?
No, I think
he's
knows.
He's been to
like,
two Eras tours.
I think he knows Love Story, Shake It 22. Off, Blank Space, 22, I Knew You Were Trouble. And I think that's what he should know. I think now he goes to tours, he hears nice, pretty music. I don't think he should look into it too much.
No, I think he will know Dead Poets Society.
Yeah.
Like now moving forward, I always thought that was interesting when everyone was freaking out about Kelce Ballerini and what's his name? Chase Stokes. Oh. And all this video footage was coming out of him at concerts. Like he almost immediately like knew a lot of the words and people were like, that's so cute. And it is really cute, but like, how do you get there? Unless he was a fan before.
But at that point, they had been together for a while. So that's like a lot of going to her shows and hearing the same
Yeah,
songs.
And he did go to a lot of shows.
Yeah, that's okay.
I find that interesting. Like, at what point in a relationship with a singer do you start to like memorize lyrics? Yeah. If you didn't already.
And I also wonder about being a singer. Do you listen to your own music? Like, say you're Pink. Like, do you listen to your own music at the gym like the rest of us do?
No, no.
You don't get to enjoy that song the way that we do.
No, you
don't. Sad. What does Adele listen to when she's sad?
And as an artist myself, I can tell you, I don't listen or work out to my own music. It's really, it's challenging. It sucks for sure. What I did find interesting, and I always think about when Taylor Swift goes to an award ceremony and she's always the first person to stand up and dance during a performance, she's like a girly who knows lyrics.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting. I'm like, does she make playlists? Like, and she like knew Vampire Olivia Rodrigo and she was like mouthing the words. And I'm like, how do you know the song?
No, how does she have all this time to make all this music and listen to all this music?
Right, and it's like when you make music for a living, like, are you just get home and you're like, ugh, I can't look at another music, you know?
Yeah, it's like us being podcasters, like, we really don't listen to podcasts.
No, and I think, like, baristas, like, they get home and they're like, I can't make another cup of coffee. Like,
yeah.
You just, like, kind of expel what you do for work.
Yeah, but I think music, some people believe in...
Stop. Shut your mouth.
I just think...
told you that in confidence.
I just think that the way that some people believe in music...
Jackie!
I'm not about to say what you think I'm going to say.
Okay.
I think the way that some people believe in music, it's like bigger than a cup of coffee.
Yes, yes, yes. But at the end of the day, like, no matter what you do for a living, like, work is work. Even if you love it and have the best
job. Not for an artist. Not for a true artist.
Okay.
That's the point of artistry.
Oh, you know, I need to check on Ben.
Artistry pain.
He didn't text me.
You need to check on what?
Ben and the Exterminator.
Oh, they're going out for coffee?
I hope so. Like, I want to be his favorite client.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Like, and he comes over just to chat and spray.
That's like, people are like, teacher's pet. Like, no, exterminator's pet. Like, I'm going to bring you an apple.
You don't want there to be a pet to talk about.
Right. Okay.
Are you ready for our next story?
What number?
3.
Oh, God, yeah.
Prince Harry makes a surprise appearance at the NFL honors after a quick trip to see his cancer-stricken father. Prince Harry made a surprise appearance at the annual NFL honors event last night following his brief trip to London. He presented Cameron Hayward with the 2023 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, the highest honor of the night, during the ceremony in Las Vegas. He said, "All you guys do on and off the field is truly remarkable. You are role models for millions in the way you carry yourselves and in the way you give back." He said that Hayward is a player who goes above and beyond, noted that his extraordinary commitment to helping others is a reflection of his own story.
Now, I love when Harry and Meghan decide to step out and, like, how I can analyze what it means. And so I don't want to be ungrateful, but, like, I don't understand why Harry was at the NFL honors. Football is not even a sport that he is familiar with, first of all. It's, like, the most American sport on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Two, he just got back from London. Oh, and you know what? I have fallen into a TikTok rabbit hole that I'd like to share.
But now, this begs the question, did he run home after 24 hours to give this award? Like, not,
oh, my God, good question.
Not that there was drama or that Charles kicked him out, but he was like, "I'm sorry, Father, I have a big American award to present. I got a jet."
I'm sorry, Father. So there, I fell into a TikTok conspiracy theory. Like, a lot of people think that he's on his deathbed, King Charles, like, that this is the end. I'm gonna play this TikTok for you. And the person actually made, like, a good, person's name is Adam.
Okay.
"Buckingham Palace does not release statements about the health of the royal family members until it 100% absolutely has to. Prince Harry does not fly back to the UK to visit his family unless he absolutely has to. If you pay proper attention to the royal family, it's never in what they say, it's what they do. Follow their actions if you want the truth. The United Kingdom will be coronating a new king this year. What I need you to understand in this moment is that Buckingham Palace is currently communicating to the public, without saying it, there will be a new king this year. Buckingham Palace does not release statements."
What do you think about that?
Time will tell. Like, yeah, sure, maybe. Maybe not. 50-50. Right,
it's so true. But if Harry ran home for this award, like, loser energy.
That's not what I'm thinking that he did.
I just want to say, like, I think him being here is, like, actually a bad look. Because there's really no... It's a mismatch anyway, I
agreed,
think, in terms of, like, all the places he could go. Like, he would be better off at, like, a film award. Like, it's not a match. It's not American. Like, it really... It's not a good match.
Why would the NFL honors have him anyway?
By the way, the NFL honors would have him because it's just great press for their awards. Like, that's fabulous.
But, like, it's the biggest award of the night. There are so many people in sports who are so respected.
Yeah.
Nobody in this room, like,
Michael
really
Jordan,
cares about him.
No, no. This room doesn't care about him. That's true.
Yeah.
It's a miss for him.
I think, yeah, it's a miss for both parties. But it makes me wonder, is he going to go to the Super Bowl like we said he should?
Right, because he is in Vegas.
Oh, and because he clearly, like, knows about football. But he's in Vegas. They're going to the Super Bowl 30.
I mean, NFL honors was last night.
I didn't know that. I wish I knew. I think I would have watched.
By the way, I literally had the same exact reaction when I saw like news this
like,
morning.
Damn, like, someone should have like, told also, me.
Like, what channel is that on? Like ESPN?
I didn't even channel surf last night.
And you know, I feel like there was a few years ago where Kelly hosted the NFL Honors, or it was the ESPYs. I get those two awards confused.
So similar. And I think I thought up until right now that last night was like that the one.
No, like, yeah. No, NFL Honors is just football. I blame my husband.
He should have told me.
Yeah, agreed 1,000%. Like, that should be on your radar.
Yeah, and when I was going out to get a snack, I should have seen it on the living room.
His television, yeah.
What? And he wasn't watching that. He was watching some drama. I'm going to ask him about that.
I feel like there should have been like more commercials for it.
Yeah. Maybe an ad on the toast and then we would have known about it.
Right. Maybe if ESPN had a business that they cared about, they would know what it's like. But they don't.
But they don't. So if anything else of note happened at the NFL Honors, we missed it.
Yeah, we did.
Are you ready for our next story?
That is brought to you by Taylor Firms.
Claudia, we need to talk about Taylor Farms. The name Ben on ate, everybody's lips.
Ben ate my last Taylor Farms salad last night, and we actually got into a fight.
He could so be Taylor with Farms, Elizabeth Theranos and Jen Shawn, Joe.
Their chopped salad kits deliver the freshest, best-tasting salads to eat at home or on the go across North America. Taylor Farms is a family-owned company on a mission to create healthy lives through fresh, delicious food. Their chopped salad kits are five boring in every bag with over 30 flavors. Each base is a unique blend of greens, veggies, created to perfectly complement the toppings and dressings to deliver the best-tasting flavor towards salad kits. I just want to say, like, salads in a bag get a bad rap, and rightfully so. Some of the stuff you pick up at the grocery store, brown. Taylor Farms is different. Let me tell you why. Perfectly packaged, perfectly sealed, perfectly fresh, but most importantly to me, perfectly chopped. I love a salad that's so teeny tiny, shredded to perfection, and Taylor Farms is always doing the most with their chopping, which I feel like is of utmost importance. And their flavors are so good. Obviously, I mostly stock up on the Caesar ones because I'll like make chicken, throw it in, or just use it as like a side for a dinner party or something. It's so good. The citrus flavors, they have such good flavors. It's such a good meal. It's such a good snack. It's such a good thing to just have in your house. Also, if you're having people over for dinner, it's like such an easy way to make a salad. And because all the ingredients come prepackaged, you can customize it. Like if one day you want croutons and one day you don't, like you can just do what you want. You can do your thing.
Yeah. Last night I added some hearts of palm to my Caesar kit. Yum, yum.
Purchase Taylor Farms chopped salad kits where you like to shop. It's available at all major grocery stores. Today's episode is also brought to you by Game Time. You should not have to worry about when to buy your tickets for your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater near you. With killer last minute deals, all in prices, views from your seats, and their best price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. See the view from your seat before you buy so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. The all-in prices show your total up front so you know that you're getting a great deal before you check out. Buy tickets in seconds with two taps. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the start of the event and even an hour after it starts, so it is the place to find last-minute ticket deals. Find exclusive flash deals and sponsor deals on tickets for football, baseball, basketball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. With zone deals, you'll be able to pick the section in Game Time picks the seats for big time savings. And with the Game Time guarantee, that means you'll always get the best price. So if you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. It's just a great app to always have on your phone, whether you live in a fabulous city where things are always going on or you travel a lot for work. It's just a good thing to like, you know, help you stay in the know. Create an account, use code TOAST, and you'll get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code TOAST, T-O-A-S-T, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Our next story, little game news. Actually, I think all five stories have a bit of a sports theme, which I think is great as it is our Super Bowl.
It is our Super Bowl.
Cascade will replace Tiësto at the Super Bowl as the big game's first ever official DJ. So we had spoken about how Tiësto was supposed to be the DJ for the Super Bowl, which is so Vegas and so Tiësto.
And like during the game, question mark?
I think we were
going to... What does that mean?
We were going to see, you know. I'm sure he would be doing it for the fans, but I'm sure there would be some TV component. And he was the Super Bowl DJ. How fun is that?
Yeah, okay.
But he had to step back due to a family emergency. He said, me and my team have been preparing something truly special for months, but a personal family emergency is forcing me to return home Sunday morning. It was a tough decision to miss the game, but family always comes first. Thank you to the NFL, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the good thing is, like, you know, they're in Vegas. You can't fart without hitting three DJs and big ones, too. So, Cascade, big, great.
Huge.
That's great. Hope everything's okay with Tiesto.
Yeah, same for me. Cascade will be great. I do, now I'm like, wait, what did Tiesto have planned? Sounds exciting.
Now I'm like intrigued. Like, what the fuck does being the DJ of that Super Bowl entail? That's what I'm curious about.
It would have been really cool. And now I'm like,
okay. Or is it a job that's just like in name only, you know?
I don't think Tiesto takes in name only jobs. My question is it a job that's for in stadium only? Do the people at home get to enjoy it?
Yeah, there are a lot of things about the Super Bowl, Jackie and I have been, that are really,
yeah, we have. We were there.
They're either made for TV or made for the stadium. The Super Bowl halftime show, like when we went, it was Justin Timberlake, right?
Yeah.
We didn't even hear him. Like it wasn't playing on the screens. It's truly made for TV. Like nobody is watching it like a concert. It's not like that at all. And that was disappointing for sure.
Yeah.
Because like you would say, like, let's say Taylor was going to the Super Bowl and be like, okay, I'm going to go to a Taylor Swift concert. You're literally not. The microphone's like not even on.
No, and it depends which way they're facing. But they do try to do 360. But I just felt like everything was happening on the other side for Justin Timberlake. Like Selfie Kid wasn't sitting near us.
We had totally like back view of Justin Timberlake and I couldn't have been more thrilled about it. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Like of all the performers we had to miss, like I would have been okay with that.
Totally fine.
But I wonder if the Super Bowl DJ is like an in-stadium thing. Because also then you deal with like music licensing on TV. It's like a whole thing.
But they play music all day long.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think it's going to be really exciting. I think Cascade will rise to the challenge. But I am bummed. Like now I'm like, what did Tiesto have planned? And does Cascade have enough time to plan something of a similar elk?
Tiesto's like really major.
Yes, Turdy.
Like when you just think about like global artists, like who could sell out stadiums in like Germany, like we always think like Taylor, Luke, Morgan Wallen. Literally like these DJs are so crazy rich globally. It's insane.
Yeah.
Like those Tomorrowland audiences are hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
It's just interesting. It's like such a subculture that we're so not tuned into.
Not even sub.
Right. It's just a culture.
Yeah. Massive.
Massive blockive.
Exactly. Our fifth and final story is a little halftime news because Usher is giving Usher's giving some teasers about his halftime show, saying it would be foolish to perform at the Super Bowl show without inviting Lil Jon and Ludacris on stage because he said it would be foolish not to perform his song Yeah. Also, Ludacris and Lil Jon are...
Wait, what's the song Yeah? I get confused with the Chris Brown one. How does it go? Dun, dun, dun.
Let me just play that.
I'm just being your grandma right now. I feel like there's like four songs named Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jackie, copyright. Turn it off. Okay. Turn it off.
I put it away from my microphone and closer to you.
Yeah, you keep doing that where you think like you'll do something away from your microphone.
Claudia, it was the one like, time sneeze. And obviously I didn't push my mic. I do that all the time. I move my microphone and I sneeze over here and it's always fine. I think the one time that I was blowing my nose during Quinn, sorry to this Quinn's, I didn't move the microphone far enough.
Jackie, let's talk about you blowing your nose during the Quince ad. How many people texted me? Like, what's going on? Like, literally,
okay,
bomb was going off.
First of all, I'm sorry. I should have moved my microphone or muted it. I'm really sorry. Point number two, I'm so glad you guys don't skip through the ads.
So true. Rach Parcell was like, what's going on?
Rach Parcell listens to our ads. Like, that is a feather in my cap.
We're influencing the influencers.
I think every once in a while we need to do something crazy during the ads just to make sure people are still here.
Okay, on Monday I'll like rip ass during Taylor Farms or something.
It didn't need to be as soon as Monday. I would say like every maybe like quarterly an ad check-in.
Oh, okay, so not tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow. Okay. I just did my crazy Quinn's blow, the CQB.
Yeah. Okay, wait, really quickly back to Usher. I feel like it's very rare for a Super Bowl performer to ever confirm prior to the show, like who he's bringing out.
But I also feel like it means he's bringing out everyone. If he's teasing these two, I think Justin Bieber's coming.
I kind of agree. And I kind of feel like I normally would have said, oh, I wish he like shared it. Didn't, I wish he waited to share and like surprised us all. But like kind of now feeling like knowing what's coming and the anticipation, I'm actually more excited. Like, I feel like it actually is going to be a 10 out of 10 performance.
I think it's going to be just a celebration, a celebracion, as Friday episodes are here at the show. But I also sometimes when someone's performing, the whole time I'm like, I'm waiting for this song. Are they going to bring someone out? Like, it's the anticipation. You can't enjoy it so much. I feel like that happened with Rihanna. Everyone's like, ooh, it's all of the lights. Is Kanye coming? You know? And yeah. if we know a little bit, okay, people are coming. Great. We're not so like worried
suspenseful.
About that.
Suspense. That's actually so true. It kind of takes away from the performance because you're just, then you're going to end up like always feeling let down.
Yeah. Unless, but for Rihanna, I wanted her to not bring anyone out.
Same.
I think it would have taken away from her to bring someone out. I don't feel that way about Usher because I feel like his songs, like the more the merrier sort of thing.
No, and with Usher, like so much of his career and his success are built on collaborations. Whereas Rihanna's, that's really not the case.
No, but so many of her hits are collabs, actually.
Yeah, but like...
But just coincidentally.
No, I can't explain it.
Like, I can't, no. I agree with you on a metaphysical level, but on a literal level, it's not the case.
It's different.
It's just different. I agree.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't require explanation.
I'm so excited for the Super Bowl this weekend, for the halftime performer, for the pre-show performance, for the game, for the Taylor. You know, Kim Kardashian's probably going to be there because like Skims is like doing a thing with Usher. Like there's just a lot that's going to be going on. And I feel like it's just going to be a great weekend to be on my phone.
Yes, but also off your phone because we're going to be together. So it's a little bit of on off.
It's a little bit of on off. And what's so exciting is that the show is far from over. Well, not far from over. That's like kind of dramatic.
Yeah, that is. But we still have more. There's more.
We still have more. Our Weenie of the Week and our Queenie of the Week crowning has officially commenced. Our weekly segment where Jackie and I just take a look back at the week at a glance and give out two awards. One to the Queenie of the Week and one to the Weenie of the Week. Two people who exhibited either Queenie-like values or Weenie-like values.
100%. How do you want to start?
Let's start with Queenie. Like, get the good one out of the way.
My Queenie of the Week is Miley Cyrus. For me, love. Miley, she won the Grammys in a literal sense, but her energy, she shined so bright.
No, I love.
She was awe-inspiring. I've spent the week listening to her music, just entering into another Miley appreciation era. This is one of many in my lifetime. And she is just my absolute queen. I hope she had the best week of her life.
Yeah.
And Queenie vibes only from her.
I love that. Mine is also Grammys related, different, but it is Tracy Chapman.
A queen.
Because you know what? I've been seeing on TikTok, like this, her performance has just gone so viral. And of course, like the Luke of it all, it brings me so much joy. I love like Luke getting his flowers from people who aren't in country. But Tracy Chapman is just this like deeply talented, deeply non-thirsty person who I feel like they had to like pull teeth to get to even show up at the Grammys. And like, I think it brought people so much joy. That song means so much to so many people. And I've just been seeing like all these people talking about the song and like what it means to them and, you know, reminding them of their families. And I feel like it was just this really rare, wholesome moment for the culture where like two different genres came together. And we need more moments like that, unification. And I loved it. And Tracy Chapman is responsible for it.
Love.
Love.
Now, I do think the Weenie of the Week, there's only one.
Oh, okay. Who's yours?
It's. I know that it's yours too.
I don't think so.
Annie Lennox.
Oh, I scratch mine. Yes. My Weenie of the Week was going to be us for how we've been acting with the 5K. Like we've been like really weenie and we need to stop.
We're
okay?
So, but the thing is, we're so cute.
I know. And like the clips are going viral. So honestly, I take it back.
And like, we're thank so, you. Like, I know it's, you say we're desperate and thirsty. I think we're really earnest. Like we just want to be involved and
we're
meet new
sweet
people
and included
and exercise, meet new people, support.
It's so true.
Support smaller
get outside
podcasts.
Get outside, get some fresh air.
Support some men who could really use a leg up.
I love that. By the way, you're 100% right. And my God, yes, Annie Lennox is the Weenie of the Week. I don't know how I missed that. Annie Lennox, sorry, not Annie Lennox is the Weenie of the Week. Annie Lennox is the Weenie of the Week. I hate Annie Lennox, and once again, thank you for reminding me of my new life's mission,
yeah,
which is to make fun of Annie Lennox whenever possible. At
every chance we get, which Weenie of the Week is that?
And Howard Stern actually did a segment similar to Weenie of the Week on his show about Annie Lennox, and I loved it. So thank you, Howard, for championing my cause.
Facts were spoken. How about artists for the release of the hostages?
Say that first.
Yeah. Then let's talk peace.
No, everyone wants peace. What are we, animals? No, but saying ceasefire to a group of barbarians who have said time after time, we don't want to stop being barbarians.
Right.
We want to kill Jews. So saying ceasefire is just saying the civilized people, the
need
Jews, the Israelis,
firing.
Need to cease fire and stop defending themselves. Shut the fuck up, you
and
dumb,
then,
ugly bitch.
And then die.
Right.
Because the other side will not cease firing, and they've made that known time and time again. So if you are confused why Artists for Ceasefire is trash, that's why.
Artists for Ceasefire sounds like artists who are deaf because they're not listening.
No, and it's like, okay, artists for, what about the hostages in that situation?
So we ceasefire, and then the 100 women, teenagers, men, like grandparents who are just sitting there, what about them?
And they're not just sitting there, they're being abused on every
level. They're being
level.
Raped. Emotionally, physically, verbally assaulted. Please shut the fuck up and
shut
eat my
the
ass.
Fuck up. And you should, I would say shut the fuck up and sing, but like don't even do that. Like
no, because you weren't good at that either. No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean shut the fuck up. I meant shut the fuck up.
It's like a big yawn.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't even remember like how she actually sounded because I've dramatized it so much in my head, and it's funnier in my head.
For sure.
Love. So that's Queenie and Weenie of the Week, truly turning into one of the highlights of my week. I'm so glad we started doing that.
Yeah.
And that is our show. So thank you so much for listening to The Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe, give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast, by the way, anywhere podcasts can be found. So it's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. Wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Toast, leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented we are.
Without further ado, we bid you adieu. Love ya. Bye.